This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Hamas played down chances of imminent breakthrough in talks for a ceasefire in Gaza. Their comments followed remarks by U.S. President Joe Biden, who said Israel has agreed to pause its offensive during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan if a deal is reached to release some hostages held by the militants. Biden says his comments reflected his optimism for a deal, not that all the remaining hurdles had been overcome. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Lebanon is bracing for more deadly conflict, analysts say, as Israel is launching its deepest airstrikes inside the country in years. Dale Gavlak reports from Amman.
Israel's airstrike Monday on Baalbek in the Baqa Valley deep inside Lebanon is the most significant, they say, since the one that killed top Hamas official Saleh El-Arouri in the capital Beirut in early January. Hezbollah said it shot down an Israeli drone over Baalbek, a Hezbollah stronghold where it has an air defense unit. Later, an Israeli fighter jet carried out the targeted killing of Hassan Salami, a senior Hezbollah officer in southern Lebanon, alleging he was responsible for carrying out rocket attacks on northern Israel. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Amman.
France's foreign minister on Tuesday sought to clarify comments made by President Emmanuel Macron that Paris could send troops to Ukraine for specific needs, but not to fight in the war against Russia. He told lawmakers, "We must consider new actions to support Ukraine. These must respond to very specific needs. I am thinking in particularly of mine clearance, cyber defense, the production of weapons on site on Ukrainian territory." Macron on Monday did not rule out European nations sending troops to Ukraine.